This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The global geopolitical conversation this week is focused on Europe and Ukraine and what the G7 is going to do about Russia. But eventually, and probably sooner rather than later, it's going to turn back to Asia. President Obama's got a trip scheduled to the region next month. And somewhere in his conversations with leaders there, the South China Sea is going to come up. Who gets to control it and who gets the oil and natural gas reserves that are under the ocean floor? Author and analyst Robert Kaplan has a new book out about the South China Sea. It's called Asia's Cauldron. Mr. Kaplan, welcome to the program.
It's my pleasure.
Do me a favor and set the economic scene for us, would you? You call the South China Sea on its way to being the most contested body of water. I think maybe we ought to know what we're dealing with, right?
Yes. Asia is the geographical heart of the world's economy, and the South China Sea you can think of as the Asian Mediterranean.
Is it going too far to say that pretty much everybody in that neck of the woods, from the Vietnamese to the Philippines to Malaysia, Singapore, the Chinese, of course, everybody wants a slice of what happens in there?
Absolutely. The Filipinos, the Vietnamese, the Malaysians, the people from Brunei all claim large patches of the South China Sea, whereas the Chinese themselves claim what's called the nine dashed line, or the whole heart of the sea itself. The South China Sea is believed to have significant deposits of oil and natural gas. So all these countries want control of a patch of it even more. China sees the South China Sea the way the United States saw the Caribbean in the 19th and early 20th century, as the blue water extension of its continental landmass that it must dominate.
Well, let me ask you about that, because if it was okay for us to dominate the Caribbean 120-ish years ago, why is everybody having such a problem with the Chinese when they say, you know what, this is ours?
This is exactly what the Chinese say to me.
Right.
Just like the Caribbean gave the United States domination of the Western Hemisphere, from which the United States could then affect the power balance in the Eastern Hemisphere, the Chinese want to dominate the South China Sea, which is an antechamber to the Indian Ocean, so they can have entry to the entire arc of Islam in the Indian Ocean, and also to push the Americans out.
The end of a Stable Pacific is the subtitle of this book. It's the South China Sea and the end of a stable Pacific. What does that mean for us as a Pacific nation in terms of trade over there and how all of this affects, you know, not to be, self-referential here, but how it affects us?
Well, for the last third of a century, we have thought of Asia as a place where you go to do business. Well, that's been changing because Asia has had one of the greatest military buildups in world history. It's naval and air more than ground, and therefore a lot of our military correspondents who've been accustomed to dirty land wars and counterinsurgency are not very well equipped to handle it. Naval and air war is much more technical. It's much more abstract.
And it needs to be explained sort of differently, right? I mean,
it can impinge upon our economy, because if the Pacific is no longer stable, that will affect, that will affect investment, growth rates, etc. If you asked me what's the biggest question in the world today, it's not will Iran get nukes. It's the direction of the Chinese economy, which is affected by the things we've been talking about.
Robert Kaplan, his most recent book is called Asia's Cauldron, the South China Sea and the End of a Stable Pacific. Thanks a lot for your time.
It's my pleasure.